doesn't aid Suwon's cause. He gets it now off Yonki Hood. Damjanovic! Oh, great goal! Finds the corner past Redmayne. And that's what he does in the AFC Championship again. It's two. Same side of the goal where he scored his first. Bit higher, that one. But his double should surely mean a winning start to this year's Champions League for the Suwon Blue Wings.
Well, that's a terrible shock loss. We were all a little bit stunned. They were flat, and that's probably because the assistant coach was over there first class in Japan somewhere instead of being there to rev up the troops last week against Suwon Blue Wings. And tonight, 11 o'clock our time, it's Shanghai Shenhua at home to Sydney FC. Hello, Phil Moss.
Good morning, guys.
Good
great to
see
to be
you,
here. Good to see your smiling faces.
Really good to see you. Have you joined our topic this morning about famous father-son coaching player combinations?
Absolutely. Far be it for me to ignore that, TK. there's been a few examples in the A-League, actually. You think Branko Cilina and Jason Cilina.
Very famous.
Which actually never ended up kicking a ball because Jason got injured in pre-season at Newcastle and didn't end up playing. Alistair Edwards and his two boys at Perth Glory. That ended in tears. That didn't go so well. So, yeah, look, it can work for and against you.
It can work for and against you, can't
but
it?
But ultimately, I don't know.
It'd be hard, wouldn't it?
It is, because the rest of the dressing room's looking around. If something
100%.
Goes wrong, there's a few losses, thinking, well, who's a snitch?
Absolutely. You get to ride home in the car with the old man.
Put it this way, they never look straight at you. It's always through the side of the eyes.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah,
always.
It would be difficult. It would be difficult. Anyway, it's going to be difficult enough, mate. Shanghai Shenhua tonight. Not as many famous players in this lineup as there was this time last year. Carlos Tevez. Wasn't he? Getting paid $1 million a year at Shanghai.
A week,
A week last season. He's not there anymore, but they've still got a very strong roster.
Yeah, they do, TK. We spoke about the Tevez situation many times on the show last year as well. But, yeah, he's packed his bags and left and called it a paid holiday, which was a real slap in the face to the Chinese.
Holiday. That's fantastic.
Good busman's holiday, that.
Four goals in a season he got for $1 million a week. But, yeah, look, they've got two Colombians and the Nigerian Obafemi Martins, who really made a name for himself in Italy with Inter Milan, 28 goals in 88 games, and Newcastle in the Premier League, 28 goals in 88 games. And they got Freddie Guarin, who played for Internacional. So, yeah, they've got some real quality foreigners, and that's the thing about Asian football. You know, the locals and the Aussies stack up reasonably similarly, but the foreigners over there make a big difference. But I back our foreigners any day of the week. Ninkovic, Adrian, Bobo.
Yeah.
They stack up really well. So tonight's a great challenge. And there's a reaction coming to last week's loss.
Well, he said they're still confident to win the ACL, as in your mob, Sydney FC. It was a wake-up call and rejected all negative thoughts. And is that what it comes down to, as in shelve it, let's go on to the next game?
Yeah, look, I think you know, and this is easy to say, but this is the truth at Sydney, because if you look at our stats, I think it's four losses in 54 games or something like that in all competitions, which is phenomenal if you really stop and think about that, which means the winning mentality is so deeply ingrained in the squad and in the dressing room, the coaching staff, that last week really hurt. And it's how you react to that. And every time we've had a loss, and it hasn't been that many in those 54 odd games, the reaction has been fantastic. So why would you expect anything less tonight?
All right. Any explanation at all about that flat, unenthusiastic performance last week, or does Graham Arnold just move on directly with the boys? Forget about that rubbish.
Yeah, look, you've got to address it, TK, because, and when we analysed the game last week, as we do with every game, it really, I know there was a school of thought that we were flat and they were really sharp, but it really came down to big moments. They seized theirs, we didn't seize ours, and we had our chances, albeit, you know.
I thought you looked pretty ordinary. I watched big slabs of
look,
that
I wasn't there, so I couldn't tell you live what it looked like.
It wasn't the Sydney FC you're used to seeing, mate.
Yeah, of course, but and I think everyone accepted that.
Yeah.
But still, you can have a. You can have a bit of a flat performance or an off night and still seize your opportunities.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that, and they did. And, you know, Damjanovic, who scored the two, he's a class player.
Yeah.
And
he should have scored three. He missed one.
Mm.
He missed a sitter.
Yeah.
It was easy for me to say.
But as you said, we analysed it. we addressed it and we moved on. And there's not a lot of turnaround. The boys travelled on Sunday. But as I said, the conditions over there are great for football, and can't wait for tonight.
What about tonight? And you had that little fact-finding mission last week. What's it like over there, the facilities in some of these Asian clubs?
Remarkable, Berkey. Let me go back 2 weeks to my trip to Korea to look at Samsung Suwon Blue Wings. They're owned by Samsung, and over their training centre is 4 massive Samsung towers full of offices, 44 floors, I think they were, and that's the small plant. There's a bigger one outside of Suwon, which has got 6 towers, and that's the sort of money that they've got to throw at their football team and their club, and they've got a magnificent training centre. The stadium is theirs, and that therein lies the difference. We're sharing our stadiums with other codes, and you know, training centres, most of us lease them, apart from probably Melbourne City. So you know, there's so much money thrown at our game, our code in Asia, and you know, a lot of the what used to be smaller nations have spent so much money that they're taking over slowly. So we've got to keep our eye on the ball and move forward. But it really is an eye-opener. And the Asian Champions League is a massive tournament over there in Asia, and it still probably hasn't captured the imagination completely over here.
Mm. As we speak, they're about to kick off Bayern Munich up against Besiktas in the Champions League, and then you've got Chelsea against Barcelona. My God. I mean, they're all big, aren't they, when they get to the round of 16, but that's a beauty, Chelsea up against Barcelona. How do you see that? I can give you the odds with Chelsea, $3.40, Barcelona $2.20, so Barcelona are the favourites there.
Yeah, interesting comments coming out of Barcelona ahead of this one, TK. It's a round of 16 first leg, and you've already got Liverpool, Real, Man City through. Juve and Spurs had that draw, of course, but coming out of Barca last night was we wished Chelsea had won their group so we could avoid them in this round of 16. Okay. So I don't know if that's the Barca coaching staff putting their players on red alert that they've really got to be up for this game, or whether there is a little bit of fear going into this one. So it wouldn't surprise me at home if Chelsea got the points. And, you know, that's not easily said against a team like Barcelona.
You look at Bayern Munich, they are odds on to get the job down, $1.11 over 17 from Besiktas.
And of course, Wigan was $17 yesterday, as we spoke at this very time, and they came up with that 1-0 upset of Man City.
That's right, and a great story there. But yeah, Bayern there, Berkey, for me, against Besiktas. But yesterday, Wigan outgunning Manchester City, and there's a local boy, Callum Elder, Manly Warringah Jr., came through the ranks at Manly United when I was there as the head coach. He went over to Leicester in about 2013. He's been loaned out from Leicester to a few different clubs, finally found a home at Wigan, albeit still on loan from Leicester, and they might be calling him back after yesterday's performance. He was outstanding at left back. A really resilient, determined young kid that I remember went over there, as I said, in 2013, and this was his breakthrough game in English football. Absolutely no doubt, handled every situation very well, actually late on the assist for Wigan's goal as well, so that'll put his name in headlines.
What's going to happen to the coaches after a little fracas afterwards, and Sergio Aguero? Will anything come of that little throwaway arm, so to speak?
It'll be the usual investigation, Berkey, and if the evidence is damning, then they'll have to take action. If it's not damning, then it'll be swept under the carpet, as all these things do. But a lot of emotion in that game, and that is a real slap in the face to Manchester City. They were going for the quadruple this season. There's one out the door, and it's a famous one, the FA Cup. That's one of the trophies you don't want to let slip. The League Cup, you could probably excuse, but not the FA Cup.
They were a man down.
Yeah, of course, but
made it about even, didn't it?
Well, there was still a fair golfing class, and quality, look, great result, and that is what the romance of the cup is, and you hear it all the time, the magic of the cup,
that's what you want.
Exactly.
Don't you? You want a minnow against a superpower in the final, if possible.
Yeah, we were glued to the TV yesterday at the office, and it was a fantastic game.
You just travel around the world and watch.
That's called analysis. Yeah. You've got to watch different styles. Manchester City is one of those teams.
When his team's not there, you can watch anything, cool. Mate. They're over it.
Can I confirm, mate? Bayern Munich, you're tipping, right? So they've just kicked off, okay? No score yet in either of these games. And the Chelsea, $3.40 against Barcelona, $2.20. What were you doing there?
Well, I wouldn't put my house on it, but I'd have a little dabble on Chelsea.
Okay.
Just with the noises coming out of Barcelona yesterday, it's like there's a little bit of
fear. So they're worried about that.
Yeah, a little bit of worry.
All right. When's your next trip, mate?
I'm at home for a few weeks now, which is nice. But
isn't that good?
Just looking forward to turning on the TV tonight, watching Sydney FC get over the line in a massive Asian game. Disappointing result last night for Melbourne Victory in their game against Shanghai SIPG, lost 4-1. So it's up to us to fly the flag for Australia tonight.
Have you got heads on for the A-League, or is that just back burner at the moment?
No, that's my role this week is to keep the likes of Jordy Bose, Matty Simon, Fabio Ferreira, those guys ready for the A-League. We've got the derby on Sunday, so I'm training those guys every day this week, making sure that they're fresh and fit and firing for the derby on Sunday.
And I love the way that you go, oh, we don't look at the table at Sydney FC. Every time I see Graeme Arnold interview, he's talking about we want to be the record year. We're 13 points clear now. We want to make it 17 wins and blah, blah, blah. I think, my God, he's fixated by the table. Anyway.
He's a better mathematician than I am, TK.
It's a coach's prerogative. They just throw out little things everywhere and just...
Good to have you back, Morsi.
It's a pleasure to be here, guys.
It really is. There you go. Phil Moss. And those matches are underway. 0-0 in both of them. Round of 16. This is serious stuff. Bayern Munich 0-0 with Besiktas. And Chelsea 0-0 with Barcelona. Mossy's tipping Bayern Munich and he's tipping Chelsea to cause the upset there at $3.40.